Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Major progressive parties on both sides of the Atlantic, Labour in the UK and the Democrats in the US, are struggling with accusations of anti-Semitism this morning. Let's start with the US. As we discussed a couple of weeks ago, one of the first Muslim women to be elected to Congress, Ilhan Omar, has been under pressure about her comments related to the alleged influence of the Israel lobby in American politics.
I want to talk about the political influence in this country that says it is okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country. I want to ask, why is it okay for me to talk about the influence of the NRA, of fossil fuel industries, or big pharma, and not talk about a powerful lobbying group that is influencing policy?
Ilhan Omar last week there, she was accused by members of her own party a couple of weeks ago of using anti-Semitic tropes by accusing pro-Israel lobbyists of using money to buy the support of politicians on both sides of American politics. Ilhan Omar has been asked a number of times to clarify her comments by CNN's Manu Raju, but she's not that keen to talk about it.
The president said that you should resign for, and the vice president said you should be held accountable for your views. Can you respond to that?
No, thank you.
This morning you said the president trafficked.
What is wrong with you?
Question about your tweet. You had a tweet saying the president trafficked in hate.
I tweeted. There's a response. You can run that and have a nice day.
She has apologized now, and she says she understands the power of anti-Semitic tropes and that she has respect for the Jewish people. But overnight, the Democratic Party leadership has made it clear that they're not yet satisfied. Here's the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
I don't believe it was intended in any anti-Semitic way. But the fact is, if that's how it was interpreted, we have to remove all doubt, as we have done over and over again. We're working now on a resolution. We'll see when we bring it to the floor that will, again, speak out against anti-Semitism, anti-Islamophobia, anti-white supremacy in all the forms that it takes, that our country has no place for this.
So they're bringing a resolution to the floor of the House condemning all forms of hatred, including anti-Semitism.
Something that is one resolution addressing these forms of hatred, not mentioning her name because it's not about her. It's about these forms of hatred.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the Atlantic, the Labour Party in the UK is embroiled in a similar fight. Some Labour Party figures, like former London Mayor Ken Livingstone, have made pretty clearly offensive anti-Semitic comments, and others are accused of anti-Semitism for their outspoken opposition to the policies of the current Israeli government. On Wednesday, the former Labour Prime Minister Tony Blair spoke to LBC about this issue.
There is a whole series of people with a set of very far-left attitudes, some of which are around the foreign policy questions, particularly around Israel, and have come into the Labour Party. The fact is, when I was leader, the door was locked and barred to those elements with a kind of not welcome sign on the door. And the truth is now, because the leadership is from that tradition, the door's open with a welcome mat.
Some pretty direct criticism of the leadership of Jeremy Corbyn there from Tony Blair. So far, this war has stayed mostly internal, but now this morning, the Equalities and Human Rights Commission in the UK has said that they're considering launching a formal investigation into anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. A spokesman for the commission said, having received a number of complaints regarding anti-Semitism in the Labour Party, we believe Labour may have unlawfully discriminated against people because of their ethnicity and religious beliefs. Labour will have the chance to respond over the next 14 days. The party has publicly rejected the allegations, Fran.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan, you're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 7:09.